This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just went again and again and again and again. I'm a winner right here. The hammer. All hail. All right, so, John, all
it
hail.
It is annoying that we've been sitting at 39 losses for a long time.
I know. And I got to 230 last week. Now, it means I got the, you know, it's going to take at least 10 weeks, obviously, to get up to the 240 number. You guys know I like those big denominations of 10. But with 230
like
wins.
Like 40 losses.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly it could happen like today. That. I don't expect it to happen today. Here's what I know. Beat the hammer. Is sponsored by, and I saw the crew last night, the great people from Shy Vintage Sports. Wonderful people. They were there last night at the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame banquet. The Shy Vintage Sports crew, and of course, get yourself to Shy Vintage Sports, your home for Kelly Green Eagles gear. Tell them the hammer sent you. How about that? Tell them the hammer sent you for a 15% off your next order online or in the store. I like that. I also like when I win. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
John, how scary do you think it is for a contestant? I mean, you're about to go on live radio.
Look, it is daunting.
You know you're probably about to lose. You know, you got a shot to win, but you're probably about to lose. Plus, I'm going to rub it in your face.
I've got a lot of confidence in our caller.
Well, let's find out. His name is Brandon. He's calling us right now. Hi, Brandon.
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm the Hammer, and you're, you know, not.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you have 39 losses. I was the guy that handed you that 39th loss.
No way! Brandon, you know that invalidates you from competition. We have a 9-month moratorium.
Yeah. Okay.
This is music to our ears, Brandon.
What topic did you beat me on, Brandon?
It was Jalen Hurts trivia.
Man, okay. All right. Well, Brandon, today you will be playing for an Eagles Legacy Natural Tavern cuff knit hat. That's from Shibe Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. For the best Philly team apparel, visit them in Center City, Wayne. Also now open their Westchester location. You can also, of course, visit them at ShibeSports.com. Reminder, in 12 minutes, we're giving away tickets to the Eagles and the Cowboys, so that's coming up shortly. But right now, it's Beat the Hammer time. And, Brandon, it's time for me to saunter into the soundproof booth. I will wish you good luck. I guess you might not need it if you beat me couple months back, but I expect to win.
You're not going
to
offer him to
Thank you, John.
He was going to forget. John, what are you doing?
Wow. All right, Brandon, because
come
I do
on,
know
man.
In the very
Richie,
few times
together,
I've lost
buddy.
The very few
I think
times
going down.
In the new morning
yeah,
show.
Yeah, but whenever he forgets to ask, you always
I
lose
had not literally every time that I forgot to ask if
Richie.
You want to bend the knee, I lost. So Brandon, thank you to John Ritchie with the assist. Brandon,
he doesn't need the help.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to get out of this whole thing. Do you want to bend the knee? Save yourself the shame.
Absolutely not. I will not bend the knee.
Nice job, Brandon.
Well, just know I'm going to have to go Caesar on you. All right? You know that, right?
Bring it on.
All right. Brandon, good luck, pal. You're going to need it.
Thank you.
I think
that was a half-hearted Caesar threat by Joe. I think he's feeling the pressure right now.
Oh, for sure.
We also have a new. I think he's feeling the pressure.
Wait, this is a new setup here we've got, so we can't see when he's safely ensconced in the soundproof.
Someone need Mike Angelina. Get on it, buddy.
Let us know.
Angelina, we need you, buddy.
Angelina's telling us he's still not ensconced.
Oh, come on, man. We're doing a live radio show. We got Eagles tickets to give away. All right,
we got the thumbs up.
We're set.
Everyone pay attention. 8 o'clock, your chance to win Eagles tickets. All right. We ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Ready.
Brandon, my man. All right.
Yep.
Here we go. Category for the week. A little curveball this week. In honor of James Harden, that loser leaving town, we're doing a little Philadelphia-LA moves. is our category for the week. Are you ready to roll, sir?
Ready to go.
All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go, question number one. Name one of the two players the Flyers acquired from the LA Kings in return for Mike Richards.
Pass.
What member of the 2022 Phillies was acquired for Jimmy Rollins?
Pass on that one.
The Eagles acquired this Hall of Fame quarterback from the Rams. Name him.
Crap. Ron Jaworski.
Wilt Chamberlain was traded to the Lakers by the Sixers. How many titles did Wilt win with the Lakers?
Two.
What hitter on the 2008 Phillies was a Dodger immediately prior to joining the Phillies?
Time.
Tough one, Brandon. Tough one. Jeez. To be fair, they are hard this week.
Wow, James.
They are hard. I don't think Joe will get zero. We're going to find out. We'll put Brandon on hold. Let's wave the hammer back in.
Boy, those are more challenging
really tough,
than
James.
I remember. Wow.
I wrote down two answers that
impressed.
I think I might have, but
I think he's
sure. going to
do better than you guys think, but we'll find out.
I think he hustled a little more.
Wow,
today.
What a miracle that is.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of nervous.
As you should be.
I should be. I mean, this guy beat me. And listen, you got to be amazing to beat me and beat the hammer.
Oh,
so.
My God.
All right.
Great roll here.
I got to tell you, this whole competition is going to take years off my life. It's not healthy for me.
You want to shut it down? I'm down.
Are you bending the knee?
That's a good question. Am I bending the knee? Well, I guess not today, but let me talk to a doctor and find out if this is advisable to continue as a segment. All right, James, this Brandon guy, how did he do
today? Our category for the week, a little curveball for you this week. We're going to honor that loser, James Harden, out of town. Little Philadelphia L.A. moves is the category this week.
Hold on. Philadelphia L.A. moves?
Mm-hmm.
Like how Steve Mix in 82 was a Sixer and 83 was a Laker?
Sure.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow, Philadelphia, L.A. All right.
You ready to roll?
This is as random as it gets.
It
maybe
is.
Was the Flying Hawaiian traded there, or was he traded to somewhere else? Anyway,
are you ready?
Well, let's give it a shot.
Question number one. Clock will start as soon as the first
LA.
Question
LA.
Is
right,
asked.
Go ahead.
Question number one.
Yeah.
Name one of the two players the Flyers acquired from the L.A. Kings in return for Mike Richards.
I think it's Wayne Simmons.
What member of the 2022 Phillies was acquired for Jimmy Rollins?
Oh, Eflin.
The Eagles acquired this Hall of Fame quarterback from the Rams. Name him.
Say it again.
The Eagles acquired this Hall of Fame quarterback from the Rams. Name him.
Van Brocklin.
Wilt Chamberlain was traded to the Lakers by the Sixers. How many titles did Wilt win with the Lakers?
He won one.
What hitter on the 2008 Phillies was a Dodger immediately prior to joining the Phillies?
My ear just unpopped. I'll say Jason Wirth. Wow! Bang! That's how you do! Literally, the ear also got literally unclogged. The ear got unclogged of the wax between the fourth and the fifth. Tell me, did this guy go 5-for-5?
5-0.
Oh, my God! Are you serious?
Yeah,
dude!
Serious.
Brandon! Dude, I just went Caesar on your ass! Vinny,
yeah,
Vinny, Vici, I came, I saw, I kicked Brandon's ass. I went Caesar on his ass. Brandon, my guy, how did you beat me before? I'm ashamed. I am embarrassed.
No,
you beat me? You beat me in the summer? You beat me? You? 0-for-5?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm shame upon my house and my family that I lost to you in the past. That is shameful.
Oh, man.
My God.
Really yeah. They were tough questions, but you never.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were tough.
I was trying to make Brandon feel better, but you guys were like, they're so hard. I'm like, I think Joe's going to do pretty well on these, personally.
The
I didn't
only
think
thing
they were
that confused
hard.
Me is the Flyers made two trades. Because the Mike Richards and Jeff Carter trades.
It was
two
Wayne Simmons
trades.
And Braden Shen is who they got for Richards.
Right. Because Carter, that was the other thing. Carter got traded within the same time, and I was trying to figure out who the hell was in which trade. Listen, Brandon, dude. I mean, you got to admit, this Caesar thing's working for me, man.
It did. It worked for you today, at least.
Wow.
Oh,
Brandon, I'm impressed
with
myself.
This Caesar thing is working.
I'm not going to lie.
Did you just say I'm impressed with myself?
I am. All right. Listen, Brandon, you absolutely do not.
Me!
You do not get the Shive Vintage Sports. You should have bent the knee. You should hang your head in shame this weekend. Let's hope the Eagles play better than you did. Brandon, you ready to say goodbye?
Yep, I'm ready.
Say it.
Goodbye.
Wow. You are on one, dude. I love it.
What?
You know, I was going to say I was impressed that you got all those right, but you don't need it.
I don't know.
You don't need it.
That was awesome.
Guys, he said goodbye.
That was intense. That was awesome.
He said goodbye at the end.
That was intense bossiness. Like, you forced him to say goodbye. I don't even understand what just happened.
I love
that. That was mean even for you. Joe, I was in on all of it. It was hilarious.
Oh, man. I really should be in the WWF, man. I mean, I probably wouldn't be a wrestler because I'm not, like, you know,
probably
big tough guy. But I could be like
WWF, isn't it? WWE?
No, I don't call it.
Probably
I don't
not
call it
a wrestler.
Dude, I'd be like Jimmy. Like Jimmy. What was his name, John? Because you know Jimmy, the mouth of the South. And we've identified
who
before.
Could you be?
Well, I'm the mouth of the North. Yeah. Yeah. The mouth of the North.
Wow.
Yes,
Devin,
you
there was
are,
this
buddy.
Hype guy years ago, Jimmy. What was his name, John? Jimmy what?
The mouth of the South.
Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
The mouth of the North, Joe to Cameron. The hammer.
Kind of works.
All right, so that's victory 231. Please.
That is damn impressive.
Very impressive. Hey, Dick Vermeil coming up in just about 3 minutes. Also, in 3 minutes, your chance to win tickets. Do we have to shut something down, James?
That's how this segment works.
I can't even hear it because the year's still a little clocked. Go ahead, shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.